I find that every time I study Korean or learn a new word or whatever, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to rock this. I'm going to be so good at Korean so soon. And then I remember that people that I know that studied Korean in college, like even they can't say that much in the language. They're certainly better than I am, but they can't have a prolonged conversation about some offhanded topic. And so it kind of discourages me when I think about that. But I know that I need to keep trying because, one, because I do enjoy learning languages of pretty much any kind. Some languages I appreciate more. Like, I love learning Chinese because, to me, it's just an endlessly fascinating language for many reasons. But I don't have time to talk about that. But, like, when I learned German, I didn't really care about it. It wasn't interesting to me. And I never had any opportunity to use it for any purpose. So I like learning these far-out languages that are so different from English, like Chinese and, you know, Japanese and Korean, and things like that. But it is more difficult to take on a language like this because the grammar is so different from English, and the sounds are completely different. I can already read Hangul, the Korean script, but if you live here, that's something you should know right away. It's not really that difficult to learn. I need to keep trying as best as I can. I'm sure by the time I leave, because I'm only going to be here 2 years, but I'm sure when I leave I won't be able to say much with great fluency, but, I'm embarrassed that I can say so little right now. The other thing I find discouraging about studying Korean is that, and this is going to be a huge blanket statement, but by and large, the Korean people that I've met and interacted with are very, very unforgiving when it comes to pronunciation of their language. For instance, if you say any part of a syllable wrong, they will act like they have no idea what you're talking about. For example, my favorite Korean food is called jeyukdeopbap. It's shredded pork with sauce and rice. It's very simple, but super delicious, and I could probably eat it every day for the rest of my life and die a happy man. If you're curious, which you probably aren't, but my other favorite Korean foods are dak galbi and also samgyeopsal, which of course in English we just call Korean barbecue. The literal meaning of the Korean name is like three-layered pork. So whenever a Korean person asks me, what is your favorite Korean food? I either say jeyukdeopbap. I don't stress anything, or I try to say it like the Korean would say it, which is more of an emphasis on the end, so jeyukdeopbap is kind of how they would say it. And 90% of the time, they will look at me like they have no idea what I'm talking about. Like there is not any Korean food in existence that sounds anything like that. And then, if I'm with another Korean person who I know already and who knows that I like that food, they'll say to the person who asked, they'll say, oh, jeyukdeopbap, or however they say it. And the person will then go, ah, jeyukdeopbap. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Apparently, it just wasn't good enough coming from me. I don't know if that's the reason, but they're very, very particular about the way things are pronounced. And I get that pronunciation is important. And that's why I strive to have the best pronunciation that I can.